For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. The Roots of Motive Power Festival in Willits is a trip down a memory lane made of railroad ties and steel, traveled by trains, cranes, and tractors from the 19th and 20th centuries. On Saturday morning, I walked past an exhibit of early internal combustion engines and antique home appliances before meeting up with Troy James in the Kapausen Bunkhouse. It's a little cabin built for 8 workers by St. Paul and Tacoma Lumber Company in the 1920s in Pierce County, Washington. James is the new vice president of Roots of Motive Power. He's been involved since he retired from the Navy in 2006.
One of the neatest pieces that we currently have in our Roots yard, for me, would be probably the road rollers. Before we had asphalt, they had like dirt and rock roads, and they would pack them in and then oil them and run them over with road rollers. And they're built, when you go look at one of them, you'll see how ornate. Back when a town or a community became of means so that they could afford to have a road roller to make roads for their community, they wanted to be able to show that off. And I think that that's kind of the cool thing, is that they made these cool machines that did this just brutal work, and then they made them pretty. And the people back then, if you look at these pictures, you can gauge their height by the machines that we have, and they were so much smaller, and the men almost looked petite compared to us today. And then you look at them, and it's like a bunch of seventh graders in size, but they outwork anybody I know in the world. I guess I've become a history buff.
What did you do in the Navy?
I was damage controlman, firefighting, chemical, biological, and radiological defense was my skill set. Travel the world and, you know, make people do what America wanted them to do. So, good times. Cold War was fun.
We headed into a building next to the railroad tracks to check out the Guy F. Atkinson. It's a universal excavator, which means it can be converted from a basic shovel to a crane. This machine was used as a crane on Treasure Island during the 1939 World Fair. Later on Saturday afternoon, it would be used as a shovel to dig a big hole in a field near the railroad tracks.
What are we looking at over there where the hole is going to happen?
A rail-mounted Lidgerwood yarder loader. Gargantuan. It's a 500,000 pounds of iron in one piece when it's assembled, and it stands about 140 foot tall. The self-erecting spar pole. That's what you'd use to highline logs off of a mountain in the air. The tree huggers would not like that machine because it was designed to clear entire regions of forests. You'd pull it in on the rail, crib it up, take the trucks that it rolled in on out from under it so you could roll unloaded empty log cars by the thousands underneath it, and it would yard them into the site, load them on the cars, and send them down the track back to wherever they were built in America.
I climbed aboard and hung out with a guy named Devin.
I am a fireman today on the Bucyrus Erie 50B.
So what does it mean that you're a fireman? It looks like it doesn't mean that you're putting out fires.
It's the opposite, actually. What my job is to maintain correct water level and steam pressure in the boiler. So I adjust the fire and add water when necessary and maintain proper steam level, because you don't want it to go above a certain amount of pressure.
And it's really hot in here.
This is nothing. It gets hotter.
Devin told me he's been impassioned about trains since he was 2 years old. That's when he first saw a video of the Durango and Silverton, a narrow-gauge railroad in Colorado that is all about coal-fired, steam-powered locomotives. He's been into steam and trains and history ever since.
You have your water glass here. It tells you the water level in the boiler, and then your pressure gauge. Simple, but also complicated at the same time.
Okay.
And this is Ken. He's the operator. Okay. He's one of the few people that I know that I think exists left that can drive one of these things, honestly.
So we're going to drive.
So steam engines run on heat. They're heat engines. So to get the most efficiency and power out of them, you have to have the engine itself, everything about it, warm. So what he's doing is putting steam through the engine to warm everything up so they'll run more efficiently. And you get all the condensed water out of the system. That's the noise you're hearing right now, is water hammer. Want to open all the way, or are you good? Whoa!
What was that?
I don't know. Nothing like the sound and smell of a steam engine. It's going to be loud.
It was time for something a little quieter. I headed over to the far end of the park where Chris Baldo, co-owner of Willett's Redwood Lumber and owner of lots of old railroad equipment, was working on an art project.
I'm Chris Baldo, and I've had a variety of positions here, but right now we're doing what we call street printing, and we have a 1924 Buffalo Springfield steamroller here. It's a 7-ton roller, and we have people carve linoleum blocks, and then we ink the blocks and put paper on top and roll over the top of that mix with the steamroller, and it makes a very nice print if I do a better job of inking the linoleum.
Where did all this equipment come from? How'd it get here?
You know, every piece has a story. Some of it came out of the woods here in Mendocino County, some of the logging equipment. I mean, this steamroller in front of us here came from Mount Pleasant, Iowa.
It takes a lot of time and money and hard work to keep this equipment running. It's basically a giant history project. James has become a history buff, Devin has a history degree, and Baldo sounded like he meant it when he said this.
You can write a book about each piece in the collection if you had enough time.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright.